post-match interview.
And we're going to go straight into the Geelong camp because this man was very impressive in game number 50 as the Cats had a 41-point win waiting patiently with Jace Doherty. He's Tommy Atkins.
Yes, thanks, Tom. Yes, Tom Atkins has joined us down here on the boundary and we were just talking off air. Tom, it was pretty good. After quarter time, you'd be really happy with the way the boys got back into the game.
Yeah, for sure. It was dire straits at quarter time. Yeah, not really sure what happened. We just lost a bit of our connection up forward. And, yeah, we bounced back well. We knew we had it in us. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting the mental state right. And, the mids did a great job stopping Stringer because I think he had a great first quarter. But, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you look a bit shell-shocked. And Chris Scott brought you in at quarter time before you went to your areas. And obviously it was... pretty quick to get on top of you boys and make sure you're refocused.
Yeah, he restrained himself well. He said, I could lose it here, but there's no point. But, like I said, we're a pretty mature group, so we knew that we could, we could come through with it. But, yeah, it was nice after three-quarter time. Getting goals on the board helps. I think that second quarter was massive for us. I'm not sure how many goals we kicked, but, it was great.
You kicked 8. Tommy, as a team, it was your third best quarter of the season. I think after that 10-goal quarter against the Eagles and the big one against the Tigers early in the year as well. Congratulations to you on 50 games and a career high in terms of numbers, 29 possessions tonight. Talk to us about the journey sort of briefly and getting to 50 games and what that means to you for somebody who had to fight so hard to get there.
Yeah, it's still a bit surreal, to be honest, Kingy. I was talking to a mate from Joey's during the week, and I actually only played 28 games in the seniors there, so now to have played 50 in the AFL, it's hard to believe, really. Very fortunate, obviously, and, very, very grateful to the Geelong Footy Club who have given me the opportunity to just come in and play a role, really. I think it's probably the least amount of highlights in the first 50 games there's ever been, but I'm always just happy to just come in and play my role. So yeah, it's been good.
I don't know what milestone that they do the little videos at. Do they do it for a 50 gamer, or do you have to wait for 100 to get your little highlights package in front of the group?
No, not 50 yet. It starts at 100, so I've got 50 games coming up. Hopefully, I can try and squeeze a few highlights in there, but probably be just a bit more of the same, I think, Kingy.
You and I had a chat late last year. I don't know whether you remember the conversation. It was an on-the-record chat that we had, and you said, look, if things don't go my way, I could be out the door in 12 months' time and looking to go back into the real world. I don't think you'll be doing that based on what's occurred in the first half of the season. I think you might be sticking around a little bit longer.
Yeah, like I said, it's just opportunity, to be honest. I think there's a lot of players similar to myself that just don't get the same opportunity, and for that I've got to thank Scarlo and Boris as well, who gave me the opportunity in my first 2 years. So it's just, I'm just forever grateful to the Geelong Footy Club, and hopefully I can keep contributing. We'll see how we go. I've got 2 years left now, so countdown until the end of that.
Tom, it's Benny Cass, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Kingy voted for the Andrew Wills, medal tonight, and you weren't even close, he reckoned. You were miles off, he said.
Yeah, that's fair enough, bro. I don't know how many effective disposals I had.
23 of the buggers you had. You played some really good footy. Are you feeling, is it taking your time to find your feet? It doesn't look as though it has, but is it little parts of your game now you're feeling more comfortable with playing down back?
For sure. There's definitely things that you pick up, but... I don't think I'll ever be comfortable in the role. I'm just forever learning with it, really. I've only really played, 16 games in or something. So, it'd be nice to get a little bit better at what I'm doing. But, it's just week by week at the moment, trying to improve.
We spoke to your teammate, Hunky Dunky, before the game, and he said that your dress sense is extraordinary. He said you are one of the most well-dressed men on the planet.
He said that to you, did he? He hasn't. That's not the feedback I get.
He said it was a line ball between you and Domsey as to the worst dressed players in the Cat Attack.
Oh, well, Domsey was always dressed by Kimmy, his wife, so at least I pick my own clothes.
We're speaking with Tom Atkins after game number 50 in a career-high 29 disposals. Here's another former St. Joseph star, Mark Neild.
G'day, Tom. Congratulations, mate, personally on your 50th game. I just think that's absolutely tremendous, and the work you've done, the work through the VFL, and now you bob up, mate, and you're a permanent part of the back six, and it's just awesome. Hey, mate, you said at quarter time that Chris could have lost it and he restrained, and then you said that you're a mature group and you knew what to do. What did you have to do?
Just play more to a body, I think, and just, like, it's wet conditions, play the percentages a bit more and try and get the ball going out way, up ahead, trying to get the ball to ground. I think they took a lot of marks in that first quarter ahead of the footy. I don't know if they had extra numbers back or something, but, you know, we've got great ground-level players in our forward 50, so the more the ball comes to ground, the more it's in our advantage. But, yeah, just back to basics, really. It's nothing too serious when you... When you break it down, you just got to, do the little things right.
And you all did them very, very well after quarter time, mate. It's just the back six. We watch up here and we make comments such as, gee, they seem to get themselves organised quickly. If there's a spare to be rounded up, you do that well. If they go up the ground and you decide to hold six, it just seems to automatically happen. Who are the leaders of that back six and who are the ones that are giving the verbal direction out there?
Definitely Stewie and Hendo and Jed as well. Mate, to be honest, all of them, they've all played so many, like, they're all really experienced defensive backs. So I think I'm definitely the least experienced. And, you know, I haven't felt sort of out of place at all. You always got instructions on where to go. And, it's probably a credit to Scarlett, just his coaching and probably the way he played as well. I think he was a very regimented defensive player as well. So. But yeah, to be honest, it's probably everyone. Everyone's got great chat, and we all know where we're supposed to be.
You got the 4 points in the bank, Tom. What's on for the weekend?
Not a heap, to be honest. Not even sure when we're playing next weekend, so probably have to wait till we get that info. But I think I'll just hang out with my partner Laura. I think we're going up to Melbourne for a night, so. Bit of fine dining and...
Where are you sort of... What have you got booked?
Nothing booked. We're going to try and walk into Chin Chin, I think, so...
Get your QR code ready there.
Yeah. Somebody's new contract had a little bit of extra tickle on it. Tommy, if you're going to Chin Chin...
No, Laura's shout.
just want to ask you, too, you're a proud St Joseph's Football Club Premiership player and you were at Bruno Nikolic's memorial service on Wednesday afternoon. Just give us a few words about Bruno. A lot's been said about him in the media, but he's well known to a lot of people and to us all here at K-Rock Football. Can you just talk to us about Bruno and his impact on your life?
Yeah, it was a great service. It was just great to hear all the stories that everyone had. My personal experience, I just used to remember him at the vote counts, reading out the names and always walking past him in the pocket later when I was watching the footy and having a chat with him. It's just terribly sad, and but I think that the ceremony the other day was it was just a great celebration, and it was really good to hear everyone speak, and he obviously had a massive impact on the Joey's Footy Club, so he'll be dearly missed.
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy, well done. Congrats. He'd be wrapped for you. I reckon he'd be wrapped that you've got to 50 AFL games and playing some wonderful football, and hopefully that 100 we do. Hopefully we get a copy of that highlights video, and there's some stuff to look at in 100. Don't undersell yourself, young man. You've played some very good football in the first 50.
Well, sure,
if anybody needs a hand, we can find some for them. But
right.
Enjoy your weekend. Might be a chance to get an 8 or 9 day break now after what's been a pretty tough month of June, and a chance to breathe and reset yourself for the last 7 rounds. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See you.
Good on you,
Tommy
Tom.
Atkins joining us down boundary side. Fantastic to have a chat with the young man in game number 50. Post-match interview.